This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The military is on a shopping mission. Top brass wants to replace the iconic four-wheel drive Humvee. The Army wants to buy some 55,000 Joint Light Tactical Vehicles, JLTVs, over the next quarter century. Tim Fitzsimmons reports on how the Pentagon is trying to avoid some of the pitfalls of previous vehicles.
The battlefield Humvee became known for the wrong reasons during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. All you have to do is search YouTube. Improvised explosive devices were common during the occupation. Nobody was killed by that one, but others were very deadly. The military reacted. It fortified existing Humvees and brought in big mine-resistant vehicles. But Brian Friel, a government contracts analyst at Bloomberg, says those were battlefield improvisations.
The JLTV is seen as the longer-term fix to a problem that was just sort of band-aid patch.
The new JLTV will get back to basics, light, quick, and ubiquitous. Lockheed Martin and Oshkosh Defense are submitting bids, and so is AM General, which made the original Humvee. Byron Callen, an analyst with Capital Alpha, says all bids are not created equal.
Lockheed Martin, you know, this will probably be a picture and a footnote in their annual report if they win it.
But Callen says winning this contract might be make or break for AM General. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.